Hello, everybody. This is Ray coming your way with another edition of the Radiation Podcast.
Hey, fellas, this is Ray, and welcome to the Ray Show. Radiation. That's what it is. Let's cut to the chase. I'm taking you on to a journey from O'Hare, Chicago Airport down to Loyola University over in Chicago, and this is my lift right here. I call it the Lift Diaries. Take a listen.
Okay, but I knew each other a little bit. All right, so then, boom, fast forward many years. I don't know how many years, maybe 5 years. I'm out in San Diego in a bar with my friend who lives out in that area now. This girl I know out there, his wife. We're sitting at the bar. All of a sudden, I'm like, familiar for some reason. So next thing you know, she comes up to the table. She goes, you know, you look really familiar to me for some reason. And all of a sudden, we both thought, I go, you used to live with Jill, didn't you?
Oh my God.
Now I'm in San Diego. How crazy is that?
That's insane. Did you guys hang out after that?
Well, she was working in a bar.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. That's nuts.
And she's married and she lives out there now. And I'm like, that's what Jill wanted to do. She's like, yeah, I know. I couldn't talk her into moving out here. She lived there for 6 months and went back home.
I love San Diego.
Oh, man, San Diego is the best.
So expensive.
It is expensive. I was hanging down Ocean Beach that weekend, but I love Pacific Beach as well.
Nice. Yeah, I love that area. I need to go back there. I haven't been there in years.
I'm sort of on a little bit of the outs with my buddy who lives out there right now.
Oh no, you gotta mend that shit.
Well, I can't let him off the hook for voting for this Mr. Donald Trump.
Oh no, write him off. Get rid of him. Make a new friend in San Diego.
Here, folks.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry I brought it up.
No. Well, you're good with me.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Cause I mean, I don't get to talk about this kind of issue.
Right.
I mean, where I come from, cause everybody else voted for Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
Yeah. South Dakota.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
So I rarely get to talk about it.
I mean,
yeah, so at this stage, I was just like, he brought up some Donald Trump stuff, and he was kind of a little scared whether there were some Trump voters in the car, but apparently now.
Unless by accident or unknowingly.
Yeah, exactly, so you just want to be a little more careful, and when the issue is brought up, you want to survey and make sure everybody's on board with you first.
I feel like it should just be like, part of like, what's your name? Mm-hmm.
Did you vote for Trump? Yes. No.
No, we can be friends.
All right, let's go on ahead.
So I'll tell you guys then, because this is pretty cool, since you guys are from red areas. So the day after, the day after the inauguration. So there were the women's marches,
yep,
right?
I did it in Phoenix.
We had a quarter million people in our park, Grant Park. Quarter million. They were going to do a march. There were too many people. Where are they going to march?
Right.
It's quarter million people. So they ended up having a giant rally in the park.
That's awesome.
I would say almost every gal that I picked up for the next 10 days to 2 weeks was at that rally.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty special.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really, I just got goosebumps. It was really cool just being there. It wasn't nearly as big in Phoenix, man, just to see how many people did show up.
You want to hear the other cool thing? So President Obama gave his last speech here in Chicago at a place called McCormick Place.
Mm-hmm.
So the night before the speech, I was downtown, I picked the guy up, and he was in the administration for 5 years.
Cool.
And we were stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic. I was with him for 45 minutes. And I'm telling you what, that was such an awesome ride. Because to be able to ask the guy, I'm like, and to just go to him and go, how's he doing? Like, you know, ask him how the president's doing. He's like, well, you know, he's not doing, you know, he's trying to do it the best he can.
Yeah.
You know, and what's funny is, it's the night before the speech. And what this guy tells me is he goes, but you know, the way he looks at things, people are going to have setbacks in life. You're not going to get the job you want. Something's not going to go right.
Right.
You know, nothing always goes perfect.
Mm.
He goes, you're defined by what you do the day after that happens
right.
to you.
That's right.
That's what he basically was saying in the speech. Yep. And here this guy's giving me a preview the night before.
That's awesome.
It was totally awesome.
That's really cool. Man, how long have you been doing the lift?
I've only been doing lift about 3 weeks.
What? And you have all these stories already?
But I started doing Uber in the
Did Uber Fest. All right.
Yeah, I started doing Uber.
I was like, wait a minute. That doesn't line up. The Women's March was like, wait.
No. I started doing Uber the very first weekend of January.
Got all right, so why the switch?
Okay, so you guys are cool enough to hear what happened. So the city of Chicago needs money. So what they figured was is that there's all these rideshare drivers. So they went and they said, okay, they went and saw who had outstanding parking tickets. And they realized that we'll get everyone to pay the tickets, because if they don't pay the tickets, they're going to get thrown off of being able to use Uber, right? So I own some parking tickets. I paid them. Then all of a sudden they come up with more parking tickets that they never let me, I never even knew I had them. So I took a look at it. I'm like, all right, well, I guess I got to pay that too. So I paid a down payment. I'm going to pay a payment plan. And the attorney says, okay, you're all set. As long as we don't find anything else, you'll probably be able to go back to work for Uber within a week. Or within 2 to 3 days, 4 days. I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm driving for Lyft, though, because luckily I left Lyft on the side. And I was able to drive for Lyft, even though this was going on. Guy calls me. He goes, the second I see his phone number, I'm like, this is not good. Because he was supposedly not going to call me. So he calls me. I get on the phone with him. I go, yeah, what's going on, John? He goes, yeah, well, I found out you owe the city, I think it was either $3,400 or $3,800.
Whoa.
I'm like, John, what are you talking about? He goes, well, in 2004, you got pulled over for a drugs in the car. And they 2004. And they impounded your car, and you owe money from the impoundment of the car. I'm like beside myself. I'm like, John, because the first time I talked to him, I was out of my head. This time I'm like, calm as can be. I'm like, John, listen, I don't know what that's about. Never got pulled over for no dope. Wrong person. He's like, all right, well, you got to call. He's like, you know what? I didn't think it was you, but you got to take care of this, because otherwise you can't drive. So I call, I've been slowly trying to figure out, because now I'm in the tangle of a mistaken identity.
Right.
So I finally found some people yesterday that hopefully are helping me get out of this. But the first glimmer of good hope came when I finally talked to a woman on the phone. I go, let me ask you something. What kind of car got impounded? They're like, oh, a 1994 Chevy blue pickup truck or something like that. I'm like, well, that's the first good news I've heard, because I never owned no pickup trucks in my life. And I never lived on this street. And so I got the wrong person. So anyway, yesterday, we're getting the right, I'm finally getting to talk to the right people, and I'm figuring this will probably be taken care of by the middle of next week. So then I'll be driving for both again.
Oh, okay.
So, but you want to hear the craziest thing? So this guy, who they think I am, he lived on a street called Avenue L. It's all the way down the south side of Chicago. It's in a neighborhood called Hedgewish. And it's one block from the Indiana border,
uh-huh.
right? So I'm like, well, I never lived there either, so that's a good news too. I pick up a gal last night from LA at O'Hare. I look at the thing, you have got to be kidding me. We're going to Avenue L. I was just like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, what is the chance of Anthony
Ashford? I need you to like chance? Write a book or get a
book. Right? Hey, hey, you should put it all together.
Like, so at this point, we're just trying to give him an idea as to putting all his stories together in some kind of diary, left diary or something.
And we ain't even talking about my personal life. You ought to just hear stories. You ain't even hearing when I'm not on the clock stories. I got them, man. I tell people all the time, I forgot more details than I remember. Like sometimes when I get by certain people, I'll be like, I haven't remembered that story in 15 years.
Yeah,
and then we'll start remembering that crazy story that took place.
Jeez.
I'm telling you, Chicago's the kind of place, you know, you gotta have stories.
Yep. It's gotta be an audio thing, though, because the way you tell them, nail it.
All right.
Maybe like camera, maybe like a podcast or something.
Yeah. Right. Just get a GoPro and set it up in your.
Or what I could do, how about this idea? You hear me talking, but while I'm talking, you just see a GoPro that's seeing the streets while I'm driving around.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, like maybe I would watch the podcast. Maybe you see the side of the van or something, like as it's driving, you see the wheels, you see the streets.
Right.
You don't necessarily that'll ever make for see a nice me. I got to be low key. I got to be under the radar.
This is the guy who doesn't want to be seen. He always wants to be under the radar.
All right. You know, that's a good idea because I've actually kind of thought about trying to do something. Because I've been told more than once I'm kind of a little bit of a character.
That's true.
Kind of a little bit.
And just remember, just because you are a character doesn't mean you have character.
That's name true. That
and film. Yeah, he takes us to the Pulp Fiction movie.
What are you trying to say? I'm old man?
No.
What are you saying back there? Oh man, you're gonna go there, aren't you?
No,
I'm kidding you.
That is, you have a character.
That is from Pulp Fiction.
Okay. I'm terrible at that kind of thing.
You never saw Pulp Fiction?
No.
Penny also saw Pulp Fiction?
I have seen Pulp Fiction, yes.
You might. So it's at the park.
I will not let you down it.
Do you know who the wolf is? Remember the wolf, Winston Wolf with the tuxedo?
Yeah.
And so he just got those two knuckleheads out of trouble. And they crush the car, and he's gonna take the girl who runs the junkyard out to breakfast. And she goes, I have character. And he says, just because you are a character.
Good. I feel like if you go around bragging about how you have character, you probably don't have much.
That's exactly right. Well, she's kind of a cute kid.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think I know a guy who probably would go around bragging that he's got character. He's got bigly character.
He just grabs that character right by the
way. He sure does. With them little hands.
Oh, shit. This has been the best flip ride I've ever been in.
All right, cool. I get that every now and then. Now I'm bragging on a little bit, but I get some good reviews.
Cool.
I usually forget to star my Lyft drivers when I leave because I just totally space out on it, but I will make sure.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah, because here, you got to understand, that's why this is my perfect job. I like to drive around. People have been telling me for a while now, Anthony, you should be an Uber driver, you should do Lyft. Because I like to drive around, I know my way around, and I'm a black belt talker. I got my black belt. I'm about a third degree black belt.
I think you're right.
And I know a woman though who is the sensei.
Oh yeah?
When she gets in this car, she will suck the air right out of this car. I'm gonna tell you what, this girl, I told her one time, I said, Jeannie, I said I may be a black belt talker, but when you get in this car, I bow to the sensei. And she laughed so hard she sucked all the air out of this car. Yeah, she's the coolest. She's a really cool lady. Jean Sparrow.
It's a good name.
She was on the radio, urban radio station, R&B and rap station many years ago. And then she was on TV as well. And she just had her morning show. Her and her co-host, they just decided to go in a different direction. So she probably hosted that show, morning show, for probably about, she probably had about a 10-year run, I would say. She had a pretty good run. She's a sweetheart. No, I love Jean Sparrow. I haven't seen her in probably, God, I don't know, 5 years by it. So. Almost the Anderson level. So your sister lives up here?
Yeah.
This is a great neighborhood. Yep.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I was just here a couple weeks ago, actually.
It used to be rough around the edges.
Yep.
I used to date a girl who lived up there. It was the hood. And then when it started to make a change for the better, I came up one time. I was like, what the heck is going on up here? Because I hadn't been in many years.
That's what I hear.
Yes.
How it goes, though.
The city of Chicago is better now as a whole than it's been in my whole life.
Okay.
Safer and there's more areas you can go.
Yeah,
obviously we're having all those problems. You heard about the gun violence in Chicago.
Right.
but it's very concentrated to certain areas.
Right. Okay.
And
right.
What areas are those?
So south side and west side.
Okay.
Mostly south side, though. So you guys, if you do some exploring in the city, there's the red line is the train that's near you, where if you wanted to go downtown, right? If you hear the announcement say Sox 35th Street, that's where the White Sox play, the Chicago White Sox baseball team. If you hear them say White Sox 35th, get off the train and go back the other way. You know, if you go another stop or so, you're still okay, but you probably should turn around because you're starting to get to where all the fun begins.
It's good to heard like 100 people died on 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, it was, there were a
or
lot.
Or no, 100 people were shot, 14 died.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
And then they were like training the members of the community how to be first responders to deal with the bullets.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah, I'm like, what the
But why has, this whole gun violence thing, like, gone on for so many years, and
we
still haven't found a good solution to it?
Well, someone said why is the best solution to, high crime rates are good jobs.
That's right.
And when you put people, you concentrate them in an area, limit their resources.
Definitely.
You know, that's just
they're bound to be killing
themselves.
There's just, here's the thing. There's so many things that need to be done to take care of that problem. And, but they're not impossible things. You know, obviously the job thing is a part of it. There was a program I had heard about where what they were trying to do was not only find someone a job, but then, and I forgot how they were providing it, but then providing that person safe passage to the job, right? Because sometimes you are locked in this certain couple block area. You leave that couple block area, your life is in danger.
You're right.
You know, and you're starting to cross over areas where you ain't wanted in those areas because they know where you're from.
Right.
And it just,
horrible.
It's horrible. And you have people who, people say, oh, they're just using that as an excuse. You know what? You try taking the bus to work and fearing for your life the whole ride home, and then you say that they're just using it as an excuse. It's like until you walk that walk, you don't even know what you're talking about. You know, everybody got an opinion about somebody else.
Right.
You know, it's like worry about yourself and forget about your opinion of that. You know, it's just like I just don't get that. But you know, and the dope is a big problem because there's a lot of money to be made selling that dope on the street. And so obviously you got a lot of people vying for that money to be selling that dope. And it's just, there's so many issues.
Sad.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, and we ain't gonna get any closer to trying to figure that out with a clown like we got in there now. You know, and then they want to privatize prisons.
Yep.
You know, it's just like, oh yeah, that's a fantastic idea. I mean, that's slave labor at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
But Chicago is pretty, the thing people don't realize is this is a very progressive city. Like, there are a lot of programs here where they're attempting with all their might to turn some of these things around, and it's just so deeply rooted, I tell people all the time, like, one of the biggest problems, too, is think about it. Like, if only 2% of the police force are criminals with badges, and I mean criminals. That screws the whole thing up, right? Because in these neighborhoods, they have no trust then. Because they know there's dirty cops on the street doing stuff that's gangster. And at the end of the day, if you can't trust the police, because if you go tell on somebody that you know did a crime, but the criminal's gonna find out who told on them because you got dirty police, the whole system's broken down at that point.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, you only need 2% of the cops to be bad.
Right.
And that's probably all that there is, 2-3%, Same with these neighborhoods. I heard a number the other day that of all these shootings, out of all these neighborhoods where it's concentrated, probably only about 1,500 people are involved in the real violence that's occurring.
Wow.
of the thousands of people that live in these neighborhoods,
yeah.
but that are adversely affected by those 1,500 and getting that under control.
Yeah, it's like just like having a classroom full of kids. A few kids can ruin a whole class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, exactly. And it make your life job harder to try to teach the good kids. You know, and, but the thing is, those kid problem kids, they still need to be addressed before
right.
they turn into a giant.
That's right.
Problem.
Exactly.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
And even our public schools, as bad as everybody wants to say, the public schools are, they were working on things where, trying to give teachers where they could, you know, have different lesson plans going on within the same class.
Yeah.
Right. So that the kids who weren't up to speed and maybe problematic, they were still getting the attention they need, but they weren't holding the other ones back.
Right.
And everybody could sort of be on their own learning track so that you could have the best outcomes.
Yeah.
Right? Very hard to do. And so they were trying to implement, you know, different lesson plans and different peers amongst teachers
mm-hmm.
to be able to review what everyone was doing and what was working and what wasn't working.
Right.
Unfortunately, many hours go into that type of teaching.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of work.
I mean, we're expected. I'm a middle school teacher.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What subject
do you teach?
Art.
Oh, okay. I teach science.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Oh.
Yeah, so like...
Anthony, are you a teacher too?
I'm not. I used to do a lot of work for Chicago Public Schools.
Want to hear an interesting
also.
Story now,
boy. What's that? Well, I just again, these teachers in Chicago get a bad rap.
Yeah.
And there's some. I'm gonna.
It's in the Kyrene School District in Phoenix area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you like lateral injured or anything?
No.
Oh, okay. When I see like
I don't know what
cool-looking teachers, I'm always like, are you a teacher or
American? Oh no. No, I thought about doing Teach for America at one point, but I did not. Are you also a teacher?
Yes.
What do you teach?
Economics.
Oh, wow. Nice. High school?
Uh-uh.
Middle school?
Uh-uh.
What grade?
College.
Oh, awesome. Ugh, I would fail that class for sure.
Oh, no.
I'm not a numbers girl.
Economics is pretty much not about, not wholly numbers.
That's true. Are you guys getting your grad degrees in education as well?
No, I'm not.
What are you getting in?
Oh, I'm not in grad school.
Oh,
only,
you are?
Grade, yeah.
Okay,
got it.
Oh, I should be looking because I can
1451, so we're basically there. It's right here. And I'm surprised that the buildings aren't right there.
Yeah,
1461. Now, did you have a bag in the back or you do not?
No, I just got my backpack. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It was nice meeting you guys.
Nice meeting you too.
Enjoy your stay in Chicago.
You have a great time.
You got it?
Yeah.
Make sure you got everything.
Will do.
All
I
right,
will make
care.
You come back for
yeah,
it. All right, you guys have a good one.
You too.
All right, we're pretty close to you guys now.
Huh.
So at this point, Sarah gets off.
How long are you here for?
I'm here for 2 weeks.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, I'm here for a week though.
Okay, so you guys definitely, I'm going to tell you what, if you have time or as soon as you have time, whether it's tomorrow or the next day or whatever, go downtown.
Okay.
because it's beautiful.
That's right.
And there's just, we got the Taste of Chicago going on. And if you're a tourist, you should go to Taste of Chicago, because you're going to be right by our Millennium Park, which is worth seeing. You're going to be by the skyline, you're going to be by the lake, you're going to be by Buckingham Fountain, which is absolutely gorgeous, and at night they do a light show on
okay.
it. And it's just, it's awesome. And you guys will be able to take the train down there.
Okay.
Or if you do a line Uber or Lyft, it won't be that expensive. And so definitely go down there. And then, you know, it's a really fun thing to do too, if you're into this at all. So we got these things, and I'll keep an eye out for them. So they're called Divvy bikes. You guys have probably seen these maybe in some other cities. They're kind of like a rideshare bicycle.
Okay, okay. Like more than two people, right?
No, it's just a bicycle.
So oh.
A bicycle. But what it is you go on, you put your credit card in, and you get to take the bicycle.
And then you get you like the whole day.
You need to return it. You need to return it to an other station within a half hour. But if you do that, well, then you get to keep taking bicycles.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
It does make sense.
So the thing I would suggest is get a Divvy bike. They're called Divvy, D-I-V-Y, and get a Divvy bike and ride down the lakefront. Because the whole lakefront of Chicago
is a
bike path park. And it's the most beautiful thing. The forefathers of this city were smart enough that they decided the lakefront was going to be for the citizens of Chicago. There was not going to be any industry. There was not going to be any commercial development at all. So that's what sets Chicago apart and makes it as beautiful as it is. Because the lakefront is, again, it's a giant park. And the views of the city are just, it's magnificent. You know, I mean, I still can't believe how beautiful it is.
Would you recommend, like, moving in groups or?
What do you mean?
Like, so let's say if I wanted to do that by myself, would that be cool or?
If you are on the lakefront and it is that middle of the afternoon, you are safe as can be. Yes, you are, you know. Now, the one thing I will say, you know, use your head a little bit. If you're uncomfortable with someone, then go the other way, right? And here's the trick of Chicago. I will tell you this, if you truly ever are in Chicago, okay? And as a young lady, and you feel uncomfortable, that you think, man, I do not like what's maybe going to go down here. You make a call to 911, and you tell them you see a man with a gun.
Okay.
And the cavalry will show up. But if you don't do that, if you just kind of try to make any other call.
Good deal.
That's horrible. No.
No. Given the demographics, right, of Chicago.
No, I'm telling you, because here's the thing. Who knows when they'll show up if you give them any other kind of call.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm talking if you're really...
Scared.
Okay.
I just mean if you are scared, you think it is about to go down.
Okay.
And you do a man with a gun call, the cavalry is going to show up.
Okay.
And then you can apologize your way out of it and say, you know what? I was scared. I thought he had something. I didn't know what it was, and I didn't want to take a chance. And you know what? The cops may be mad at you. Too bad.
But it's okay.
My ass might wind up getting shy.
No.
She was reaching for something.
Well, just don't be reaching for nothing.
That's right.
Don't be reaching for nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. No, because you're right. I mean, the city police in this town, you know, you've probably seen some of this. We've been having problems with that, you know. So that's definitely, unfortunately, something to keep in your mind. Yes. Because these cops, they're good. But at the same time, there's some bad dudes that should not have that shield. But there's also some really good cops. I got a ticket earlier today, actually, because I pulled a U-turn.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what, I thanked the guy. I thanked him. He was the nicest guy. And I told him, thank you for being as professional as you are.
Mm.
Because he was such a nice guy that, you know, it was like a pleasure having to deal with him.
Right.
You know? And the city's gotten a little bit tricky because in the past, for what I did, they would give you a ticket, right? And it would go on your driving record. Well, the city needs money so bad that they don't even do that. They're just like, you know what? You just go down there and pay for that, and it doesn't go on your driving record. It's just a city ordinance. Yeah, they need the money so bad, they're just playing every day.
Is it just mismanagement of funds? Like, why is Chicago in such horrible financial
position? I think it's the tax base. I think it's, you know, the mayor, the last mayor was setting things up so that we would be the world-class city that we are, right? Like, for instance, you see these beautiful, the middle of the street, he went and did this to, like, every neighborhood in Chicago, right? Like, the last mayor, what he did to this city, 100 years from now, he will be remembered as one of the greatest mayor of the city of Chicago.
Okay.
Because of all of the improvements that made this the world-class city and the livability and the quality of life that we have here, right? But unfortunately, it costs money, right? And then all of a sudden, that recession came in 2008.
Okay.
I think he was also banking on doing a lot of stuff. They were making a bid for the 2016 Olympics, and we didn't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think he just was banking on a lot of things that didn't happen. So because of that, you know, the city's upside down. So slowly but surely, you know, they're figuring it out. But again, in 100 years, people, yeah, that will be a side note, right? In my opinion.
And so, are we near the lakefront?
You guys are right next to the lake.
Okay, cool. So just look for the. You said divvy.
The divvy bikes.
Divvy bikes.
Divvy. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know what? Here's the thing you could do. This is the best thing to do to sort of get familiar with it. You spell it because I haven't seen any station yet. So we're getting very close. So I'm noticing like there's a Thai restaurant there. I know there's a pretty good place. Actually, we're probably a little bit too close for me to start pointing places out. Yeah, we'll be a little closer in a minute. But the Divvy bikes, you spell it D-I-V-Y.
What?
I would go online and it'll have a map of every Divvy station in the whole city.
Okay.
So you'll be able to see. Now the only thing is you guys are so far north, even though you're right next to the lake, you gotta go a little bit south of here for the lake, for that park thing I'm talking
about.
It starts just a little bit south of here.
Now, what's the name of the park?
It's just the lakefront.
Okay, the lakefront.
It's like, we're maybe, because when I just gave you this whole speech of not developing the lakefront, this one little stretch up here, for whatever reason, this has apartment buildings on it. But this is like one of the only stretches of the Chicago lakefront where there's actual buildings on it. So you have to go a little south of here, like maybe probably 4 or 5 blocks south of here, that direction.
Okay.
And then the parks and the beaches will start.
Okay.
Alright, so let me ask you something, guys. So I'm pretty sure, I'm going to stop and look, but I'm pretty sure you guys are going right there. And I dropped him off right there. So...
Yeah, so at this point he was going to be talking about a friend of ours that he had, picked up earlier in the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and yeah.
He is with...
Yeah, so... Yeah, that's my little lift-right diary, basically. And I'm looking forward to doing loads of this and bringing you guys a few more. And I hope you enjoyed. If you do enjoy it, hey, listen... subscribe, share, tell your friends about it. That's some kind of new stuff I'm kind of trying to come up with, basically. And I hope you like it. Listen, share any feedbacks with me from on all the social media platform. I'm on Twitter at RayOPK, at RayOPK on Twitter, on Snapchat, on Instagram, and on Facebook you can look me up at Ray Opoku, O-P-O-K-U. And until I come your way another time with the right share diary, listen, you guys stay blessed, stay wonderful, and just remember, this is radiation. Bye for now. Have a good one.